Hello and welcome to our public affairs program here on KNDY. I am joined today by Paula Landall. Paula is the president of the Kansas State Fair Board this year. Is that correct, Paula?
Yes, it is.
Now, how exciting is that? The fair's right around the corner and it's just a fun time of year.
It's a wonderful time of year. It's great. You come down to Hutchinson and you can see all the fantastic things that the kids across the state of Kansas are doing, including those kids right here in Marshall and Washington counties.
If you haven't been down there, haven't got a chance to ever go explore, go see everything that the kids have had. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Paula, I want to kind of talk about your journey getting to be president of the Fair Board. What initially drove you to become involved in this?
Well, the initial involvement came from my involvement on the state chamber board. So I am a Kansas State Chamber Board member, and they have one seat on the Kansas State Fair Board. So because I was an active 4-H leader, they said, hey, we think that you'd be a great fit for this fair board. Do you mind if we nominate you? Because the governor needs 3 nominations for this seat, and we feel that you're probably the best nomination. So I said, absolutely, put my name in, let's see what happens.
Now you talk about having some 4-H background, obviously that helped you. What does that mean to have that background instilled in you that helped you to this position?
Well, when I was a kid, my parents were busy building a business, so I wasn't able to be in 4-H, but I was always in awe of the families that were involved. And so when I had my own children, the first thing that I thought was, hey, these kids need to do this because I feel the life skills there are so valuable. So I got involved with the Sunflower 4-H Club, and both of my boys now have their key awards from being involved, and I'm very proud of that. I think 4-H just teaches you so many life skills and gets you prepared. So maybe this thing doesn't work out, but you can pivot and try something else because you've gotten lots of other interests that you've got to tap into throughout your life.
I think multiple involvement is the key word there. I think that's so important in today's society to be able to tap into different aspects of life and different skill sets that one might have. So.
Yes, and it gives you an opportunity to try something that you might not have been able to try if you weren't involved in the organization.
So let's go ahead and dive into the fair then. When is the fair this year?
The Kansas State Fair is September 9th through 18th this year, located in Hutchinson, Kansas, and the theme is celebrating all things Kansas.
And we were talking a little bit before about some of the stuff you'll have this year or stuff that's been back. Some entertainment's going to be interesting. Of course, live entertainment after 2020 wasn't really a fun year. What's some highlights of your entertainment series this year?
Well, I think one of the big ones is going to be Parker McCollum and Priscilla Block on Saturday, September 10th at 7:30. And on Sunday, September 11th at 7:30, we've got Gabriel Iglesias, otherwise known as Fluffy. I was surprised even my kids are excited about that one. So those will be great days. And then for some of the throwbacks, we've got Great White with Quiet Riot on Thursday, the 15th. And we'll have a little rock and roll pub crawl beforehand if you head down that way. And of course, a lot of people will be excited about Eddie Montgomery for your listeners because he's a country guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to Eddie going down there.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to be there on this September 13th. And then there will also be a country music pub crawl before that event as well.
One thing that kind of caught my eye, too, the Demo Derby. When is that coming up down there at the fair?
September 12th. So that's always Monday night. And that seems to be a great hit, especially with the locals. But something maybe along that line that we brought back that's new this year is the Dirt Track Auto Racing, which is going to be on Sunday, September 18th at 5 p.m. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun, especially with the racers up in this area. I think they'll really enjoy that.
One cool thing about the State Fair is since it runs 9 days, they like to have a theme for each day that it goes. What's a few sticking out? I see Monday and Friday are a few big days for the fair.
Yeah, Monday and Friday are going to be exciting, especially if you're looking to save a little bit of money. We've got Dylan's Dollar Day on Monday the 12th, and gate admission is just $1 for the general public with a Dylan's Plus card. So that's something great to look into. Or on Friday is Kansas Lottery Day, which is Chiefs Red Friday. So gate admission is $2 if you download the Play On app at kansaslottery.com.
I want to thank Paula Landall for joining me again today on our public affairs program, and I hope everyone tunes in again next week.